Welcome back to World Famous Phil Henry Show. I say welcome back because, as we like to say around here, we never really go home. It's, hi, how are you? We were here waiting for you. You turned your radio off last night at some point. You flipped it back on. We haven't gone anywhere. We've been sitting here ever so dutifully, ever so patiently, waiting for you to rejoin us. I just loaded some paper into the printer. We are online right now at philhenryshow.com on Phil TV. I have just gotten done talking to my close personal friend, Mr. Northcraft, about his life and his dreams and death and health care. And we've gotten set up on the line. As a matter of fact, Bud Dickman is with us. Do we have Mr. Bozell?
Yeah, get Stephen Bozell. He said you want to talk. Apparently.
Don't tell me a whole story. Do we have Mr. Bozell?
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil knows why.
Yeah, you're not the host.
Yeah, Margaret, let me handle it.
Well, he doesn't get to talk to me like...
Just hold on. Robert, how are you?
I'm very good, Miss Henry.
All right. We are going to be speaking here very shortly with Stephen Bozell. He is a father. He is a business owner. He's also a father and a husband out in Corona, California. And it will have to do with a story here about the viral rapper PSY. Perhaps you've heard his music. We'll play you just a taste of it. And when I say taste, I say that with advisedly. It may not be anything that you can keep down. I'm just kidding. You know this song, Gangnam Style, or it sounds to me...
Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah, it sounds like condom style. Okay, that Jack Ball?
Well, I think you should give him a little bit more respect, Phil. He is... You know, we live in an international time, and...
I don't think we want to hear Al Gore's speech right now.
Yeah, we don't want to hear the Al Gore speech right now.
What are you... Are you going to let them talk to me like that?
Margaret, I think at this point I agree with them. Let's not have the hands across America thing yet, okay?
It's not hand. It was hands around the...
USA, hands across for Africa, whatever the hell. Let's not do it right now, okay? Online at philhenryshow.com with a special this month. We are, as you know, with every backstage pass we sell this month through the end of December... as our way of saying, welcome to the wonderful, wacky, wild world of Wild Phil, we are giving you, for a one-month subscription, a free CD best-of download from our shop. For a six-month subscription, you get three free CD best-of downloads from the shop, and with a one-year subscription, of course, you get five free CD downloads. So join us at philhenryshow.com, and you'll be glad you did. What else? What else? What else? What else? The other thing I wanted to announce was, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, got it covered and everything like that.
A lot of weird news. We're going to get into it for you tonight. Some of it good, some of it very strange. The first one, though, is this story. And wouldn't you know I left my glasses in the other pants.
Well, what is that? That's a... My God.
What is up with you, Margaret?
Phil, that is a direct reference to the song.
Yeah, she's thinking about...
What song?
When you say you left your glasses in the other pants.
I was just making a comment.
Bud.
Mr. Henry, you know the song. Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? I left my condom in the other pants.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? I left my condom in the other pants.
It's actually condoms.
Yeah, condom.
And you think that I said I left my glasses in my other pants on purpose...
As a callback, yes, that's a comedic device called a callback.
You guys are really starting to piss me off early here.
Well, I mean, you know the song.
No, I don't know the song. No, I don't know the song.
Yeah, never heard, hey, baby, wanna take a chance?
I know that song.
Well, what song are you talking about?
I know the song he's talking, hey, baby, wanna take a chance? Let's Dance, wasn't that the name of it?
Yeah, right.
That's the name of the song, Let's Dance. It ain't I left my condom in the other pants.
Well, my understanding is...
Yeah, your understanding is all jacked up. And you know something, Margaret? If I were you, I'd clean your mind up a little bit.
And what is that supposed to mean?
What it means is, because I said I left my glasses in the other pants, which, by the way, how could I leave a pair of glasses in a pair of pants? Is they're going to get cracked. They're going to get crushed.
That's why I thought you did that on purpose.
It might have been psychological.
It might have been psychological. Yeah, okay. Maybe I was thinking about the song Let's Dance. I left my... anyway, so this is the story. This guy, PSY, apparently the guy who does this jacked-up song, Condom Style, or whatever the hell it is, this cat said some stuff that was anti-American. And, you know, we don't stand for that.
Open Condom Style!
Yeah, we can't have that. And, of course, we do allow it. Of course, we would allow it. It's a democratic and free world. It's just some cat that sings like that and has a voice like that and has a look like, Kim Jong-il after he finally got his hair blown dry. That's what the guy looks like, and that's what bothers me. So, anyway...
What do you mean, blown dry?
Yeah, Kim Jong-il would need a blow dryer.
No, he had a blow dryer, man. It's at the hairdo.
Kim Jong-il, there was something wrong with his hair. I shouldn't speak ill of the dead. But it is his last name.
So anyway,
we're going to talk about that on the show tonight. We also wanted to reference a very quick industry story. Clear Channel has, I can't do better than the headline. Clear Channel has cleared out a whole bunch of jobs. Clear Channel is the largest employer in the radio broadcasting world. They have some 850 radio stations. After deregulation, Clear Channel, along with some other companies, decided to, basically buy the radio industry. And along with Cumulus and maybe one or two other companies, they own all of the real jobs, you know, in the radio broadcasting business. And how have they done owning all of the real jobs in the radio broadcasting business? Well, according to them, they're doing really well. However, if you're one of the people that they just fired over the last 48 hours, it's not much consolation. Nonetheless, the company run by CEO Bob Pittman, and Bob Pittman's name rings a bell to me, but I'm not exactly sure I remember where or how or when. I know that Bob Pittman's name was one of these names I heard as I came up in the business.
Did he ever work for you?
No one ever worked for me. I was never a boss until this company. Well, until I started, running a show with producers and stuff.
What about when you were a disc jockey?
I never had. You don't have a when you're a disc jockey, you don't have producers.
Yeah, you do, man. Like my guy.
What about Manmoo or
Mancow?
Yes,
Mancow has a talk show.
Yeah, but he plays the occasional. I heard him play occasional heart song.
Yeah.
Oh well, whatever, man. He's got a talk show. So, Clear Channel is run by Bob Pittman. It houses a big outdoor advertising division. The stations in New York were not affected, according to the story. This must be a New York story. KBPI's Uncle Nasty got his ass booted. Uncle Nasty, I feel for you. I don't know what happened there.
What is his name?
Uncle Nasty.
But maybe, I bet you they fired him because he says dirty stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the do that.
This ain't about saying dirty stuff. This is not about the FCC. This has got everything to do with economics. And I think that's something people need to understand. It's always about economics, folks. It's never, ever about the way... when you hear that some guy got fired because he did a bit on the air that was tasteless, he got fired because the station has decided to make an economic move. The stations love it when you get in the news for doing something tasteless, so long as you're not violating the FCC and getting fined. And there's a lot of stuff you can do and not get fined. So when you hear them say, a guy got fired because he did this or that, or he had sex with a pig or something...
What station is going to keep a man employed?
Margaret.
Yeah, but if you think about it, if he gets ratings...
Bud's right.
Bud's right about what? A station's going to leave a man employed if he had sex with a pig.
If it got ratings, yes. Yes.
What?
I mean, they won't because it's clearly an FCC violation.
What is it?
What is it? The guy's having bestial sex on the air.
Yeah, but they can't hear it. I mean, they could hear it, they can't see it.
It doesn't matter. It would be animal abuse. It's a violation of the law.
Exactly. It's a violation of animal abuse. Anyway, so they gave me a month's severance, KBPI's Uncle Nasty told a local blog. That is 15 years I worked for them and helped them on their bottom line. They must have thought highly of me to pay me and keep me on that long. You know what I mean? I'm just in shock. I think what he's saying is he got 15 years worth of severance, and he's basically saying he didn't get a lot.
That's exactly what he's saying. He's also saying that he's being sarcastic when he says, I must have really saved them a lot of money.
Well, I don't know what he's saying there. I mean, a company spokeswoman declined to comment. I say woman because she may be the boss, for all I know. A company spokeswoman declined to comment on the number of people laid off. We're going to get into more of this story. Michael Harrison of Talkers made a comment that I thought was pretty interesting. He said, basically... that the people that run Clear Channel are the scum of the earth.
What?
I'm kidding. No, he didn't. He did say that the environment's really getting bad. And I don't think I've heard him. He's a guy that's kind of a spokesperson for the programming side of things. I don't think I've ever heard him come out as strongly as he did today when he said, this is really, the industry is just degenerated. What it is, it's a badly run industry, folks. It's a badly run industry, radio, and talent keeps paying for the mistakes that these idiots who run the industry make. We keep paying for it. We are the ones that are getting fired. We're the ones that are put on the street. And the same guys that have been running this business into the ground for the last 20 years, 30 years, they're still in charge. All right, we'll be right back. 877-876-PHILLY. We have Stephen Bozell on the line to talk with us about PSY and that condom style or whatever the hell that is.
It's Gangnam Style, for God's sake, Bill.
Yo, disheartened, right?
No, it's not.
Gangnam Style, excuse me. When we come back, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
There you go. All right, before we bring on Stephen Bozell, tell me, Margaret Gray, who is this singer?
This
singer, who is he?
Your home is where you're happy.
Charles Manson.
It's not.
Was I asking you?
It's Charles Manson.
Yeah, well, now you know.
What?
Did I ask you or did I ask her?
I don't know.
He was asking Margaret, you dumbass.
Well, that is Charles Manson, though, isn't it?
I think it's Charles Manson.
Uh-huh.
What?
Well, you heard him say it.
He jogged my memory, that's all.
But when I say to Margaret, okay...
I just blurted it out because I knew. How can I... I can't contain the knowledge what I got.
You can't contain the knowledge what you got. Man, that's a hot one.
You can't contain the knowledge.
I heard Bud say it was Charles Manson, but I was also going along those lines anyway in my thinking process. Now then.
I'd rather listen to Charles than you, Margaret.
How dare you?
That you're home.
You're home. You're happy. Are you ready for that? This cat can sing.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Man, I don't hear it at all.
No, you'll never get me. No. I mean, I can understand the attraction. I do understand... the sexual attraction at...
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. You want to be one of Charlie's girls.
No, I did not. How dare you? How dare you?
Well, how dare you say stuff about how you can understand the attraction?
No, I didn't say... I meant the singing. Of course he's not a professional. And of course he needed work. But... I certainly understand, Phil, because I've been around the recording business. I've been around the music business. I understand the attraction that was there for people like Dennis Wilson and Terry Melcher, who, by the way, was a wonderful producer. You know, his mother was Doris Day.
Terry Melcher's mother was Doris Day, yes. Is, well, was, because Terry is no longer with us.
You mean Doris is still alive, but Terry's gone?
Yes, Doris is still alive, but Terry's gone.
Who's Terry?
Terry Melcher.
That was Doris Day?
What?
Terry Melcher was Doris Day.
No, Terry Melcher was not Doris Day. That was her son. Her son. Terry Melcher was a record producer in the 60s who produced a lot of rock and roll. And he was a well-known producer, and he produced...
Who did he produce? Sonny and Cher?
Not Sonny and Cher. He did the Byrds. He did some good bands. So...
Sonny and Cher wasn't good enough.
Yeah, you just dissed Sonny and Cher. I don't even believe it.
Oh, well, gee whiz. I happen to be a big Cher fan, so don't go down that road with me, my friend. All right, let's quit screwing around, shall we?
Well, why did you start playing Chuck?
Chuck?
That's right.
Chuck, huh?
What do you mean, Chuck?
I said Chuck. It's shorthand. It doesn't mean I love him. It's Hollywood shorthand.
Well, I was playing some Chuck for you, huh?
Phil, don't start making me a member of the murder cult. I simply said Chuck because I will give him that much respect. There is talent there. Home is where you're happy. What he needs, really, is a touch, I think, a little bit of a lighter touch on that.
Well, you want to work on it?
I'd be happy to give it a shot, but I need to work on it by myself. I need to get Lloyd on the phone.
Yeah, I'll get Mr. Bonfire on then.
Yes, get Lloyd on.
So Margaret's going to sing that Charles Manson song for us.
What are you laughing at?
I can't wait for this. You're going to sing a Chuck Manson song with Lloyd.
So all it is high comedy. Is that it?
No, it's not high comedy. My hat's off to you, Margaret, for taking a shot at it. Just the idea is nuts. So Margaret's going to sing Home Is Where... What song are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I might do Cease to Exist. I love the... Cease to Exist is it, there's a feeling there.
Cease to Exist?
Yeah, that's the one that Charles Manson done. Then a Beach Boys did it, but they changed the name to it on account of it about death.
Yeah, they changed it to Cease to Resist.
Cease to Resist.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you the Beach Boys long regret the day they ever ran into that nut. All right, let's get on the phone here and get something done before I go nuts. Our number, 877-876-7445. We're going to be joined here by Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. And Mr. Bozell, could you please take us off of the airline feed, bud? Thank you very much. I don't know who we're going to be talking to, Hal and Viola, later on.
Yeah, I got him on the line, but that was just the interior of a 787 that they're fixing.
The interior of a 787. I'm glad they're fixing it. Mr. Bozell, how are you, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. And I know that you're calling regarding the Gangnam Style. Is that it?
Yeah. And the gentleman's name, Mr. Henry, is Psy. It's not P-S-Y. I heard you say that it was Psy.
The rapper. Okay. Now, the headline here is a viral rapper. I apologize. Psy apologizes for anti-U.S. protests.
Yes, sir. I had my daughter listens to the song, and she's part of a little group of teen girls that, I don't know what you call it, you know, the girls these days, they say that's my posse or something like that.
Yeah, they're friends?
It's a group of her friends, but it's more than just friends. She calls it, my daughter calls it her posse, or... I'm not really, I don't get too crazy about that, but that's what she calls it, and my wife and I have looked into that.
Well, that's what the word the kids use. I don't think there's anything to look into.
Well, I don't know, because we're concerned these days, you know, Mr. Andrew, like any generation of young person, the kids are susceptible and are opened up to the different, I don't know what you want to call it, different influences.
All right, so let's talk about this song. Is it the song or is it this man's comments?
Well, the gentleman's a South Korean. He made a hit record with this Gangnam Style. It went viral on YouTube. He's now apologized, but for some of us, it's too late. He made some anti-U.S. protests several years ago. He issued a statement after reports have surfaced, and I saw them early, and I went to my wife, and I mentioned it at our breakfast table. He participated in concerts protesting U.S. military presence in South Korea. And I said to my wife, why do I allow this music in my home? And my wife said that apparently this man's apologized. But there were years there, and I told my daughter there were 8 years there, where this man's comments against our United States military, a country that we defended them against the overrun, you understand that South Korea would be North Korea too, if it hadn't been for the United States military.
I understand that, sir, yeah.
So, and what they have in North Korea, that's the way life would be in South Korea if it wasn't for the United States military, the United States Marine Corps, the United States Army, the United States General, MacArthur, who's the United States General, the United States everything, the United States doctors, United States nurses, United States tractors.
The American effort, along with the United Nations.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Along with the United Nations. It was the United Nations. There were Canadian soldiers there, and there were British soldiers there, and there were French soldiers there. There were a lot of nations that participated in a support or active, combat role in the Korean War. So I think your point is very well made, that when we look at North Korea today, and we look at what a desolation it is, and what a just this horrific Stalinist nightmare that country is, where people are literally digging into the ground for roots or anything they can find to eat. And then you look at South Korea. Yeah, that could have been South Korea's fate. So there's no question. Now, my question for you then is a problem with this singer Psy, and we're going to get to it here after our break, is that he did participate in these protests.
Absolutely, sir. And the fact that he did participate in these protests, the fact that my daughter has brought his music into our home, and the fact that there was a photograph of him today in the news standing next to what looks like a cardboard cutout, but for a moment there I thought it was a real man, so it looked to me as if he had a posse of Koreans wearing sunglasses, and I had an outburst that I needed to apologize to my daughter for.
You're very emotional. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, we'll be right back.
And I wanted to say to my...
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, whose daughter is a fan of this rapper Psy, a South Korean rapper who's come out with a song. It's been out for a while. Entertaining song, a satirical song called Gangnam Style. I guess I'm pronouncing it right. And you've heard the song, Steve, right?
Well, yes, sir.
All right. And I was sort of playing... Whoa, wait, hold on there, bud. Turn that off, okay?
Yeah, it's Pink Floyd.
I don't care if it's Pink Floyd. I don't want Pink Floyd. I want this other guy.
Who?
The guy that we're talking about. Hold on for a minute, folks. Here it is. This is the song.
You don't want Charles Manson.
I don't want Charles Manson. Charles Manson.
This is not, I don't want to hear Charles Manson. Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to compare this man to Charles Manson.
No, I know you're not, sir. Hold on for just a moment. What's the story?
Well, you have it, man.
I thought you wanted Manson.
I don't want Manson. I want this. Would you get the other gentleman just to, yeah, we'll be right with you, sir. I want the song by this man named Psy, okay?
That's S-Y.
No, P-S-Y.
Is he Jewish?
Jewish?
Well, yeah, Psy.
He's thinking of Psy Silverman.
Will you get serious? The guy's a Korean, Psy Silverman. The guy is a Korean rapper, P-S-Y. And the song is called Gangnam Style, or whatever the hell, and that's what I've got this gentleman on to talk about, you freak. Here it is here. All right, Mr. Bozell, are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bozell, are you there?
Open Gangnam Style.
Turn it down, will you, bud?
Gangnam Style, Mr. Bozell. Open Gangnam Style. Yeah.
Turn it down, bud, okay? Turn the thing down, man, before I start going crazy.
Yeah, that right there is what I heard. And that right there is what drove me to the statements that I made. I did apologize to my daughter's class. And
all right, now, hold on for a minute, sir, because I don't know what you're talking about. I'm still trying to get the levels controlled here.
Well, that's the song. And
yeah, it goes like this, right, sir? You hear this song? Here, I'll get up and demonstrate it. Watch.
But nobody wants you to dance, okay?
Yeah!
Oh, my God, look at him go.
Yeah!
Woo!
You get to sit down, will you?
Woohoo! Bud, I had no idea. I mean, I'm not saying you can bust a move, but...
This guy, yeah, I like it.
Can I make some statements, or...
Yes, sir, you may. You're the reason why we're doing this, and I apologize. Sit down, will you, bud?
Okay, you want to hear any more of it?
No, I don't want to hear any more of it. I heard more than enough.
I can tell you, Mr. Henry, I've heard plenty of that song, too. The comments that I made, though, I apologize to my daughter for.
Mr. Bozell, this is Margaret Gray.
Yes, ma'am.
You sound very upset, and I just want to say from all of us, I am politically very liberal, so I support to a degree, not entirely, but to a degree, the rightful goals of the North Korean people. Now, having said that, I also agree with you that a great many men lost their lives and sacrificed their lives to keep South Korea a nation of plenty.
Well, I can tell you, ma'am, that I was talking to Mr. Northcraft here a moment ago. Mr. Northcraft was in the United States Army, and he'd seen North Korea. They flew over it probably illegally because...
No, they didn't fly over it illegally.
Well...
He saw it from the air. And what Dan said was he saw North Korea was just pitch black, and South Korea was...
Well, what, lit up with all kinds of carnival lights?
Not carnival lights, no.
Well, then what are we talking about?
Yeah, there's multicolored lights.
Multicolored lights? That doesn't necessarily mean that North Korea is inferior.
How about this, Margaret? There were no lights in North Korea, and there were lights in South Korea. Will that be okay to say?
That's all right to say, but for you to say that North Korea was a desolation of darkness and South Korea was a panorama of festival and kaleidoscopic color, I think is, if it's true, is unfair for you to say in the way that it makes North Korea...
Well, ma'am, can I just...
Go ahead, Mr. Bozell.
I just jump in. I don't want to say that North Korea can't turn on a light. You know, I'm not saying that.
What we're saying, sir, is simply that the communist system does not afford, obviously, for the marshalling of resources so that people have lights at night, you know. And I've been to a country like that. I was in China in the early 80s where they had no... You flew into Beijing and half the city was dark.
You went into Peking?
Mr. Henry was in Peking, China.
Beijing, China.
But when you were there, it was Peking.
No, when I was there, when do you think I was there? 1920? It was Beijing.
What do they call it now?
Beijing.
They didn't change it the way that the Russians changed the city's names after they got rid of the communisms. But I don't know what they do in China now.
Yeah, they didn't get rid of no communism in China, so everything's still called Chinese. It's all still Chinese.
Yeah, as soon as they get rid of communism, they'll probably change it over.
To what?
More like China City?
Yeah, they'll probably call it China City.
No, they won't call it China City. If they get democracy in China, they'll probably still call it Beijing.
Don't they call it like... I know in South Vietnam, they call it Vietnam Town or something.
No, they don't call it Vietnam Town. What are you guys talking about anyway? You want to talk about this Gangnam-style guy?
I do, but I want to be very clear that I support the American way of life. And
I do too, sir. I do too. I support the American way of life. I support freedom. I support the free enterprise system. And I absolutely understand, as I said to you...
Phil, we don't need another speech, if that's all right. You remember the song, We Don't Need Another Hero? Woohoo! We don't need it.
Yeah, I like that. It kind of goes...
Don't dance, bud.
Yeah.
Sit down, will you? I'm giving a speech. You mind?
No, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
I agree 100%. A great many men lost their lives in the Korean conflict to keep from happening in South Korea what we now see happening in North Korea. A desolation, no civilization that anybody would be comfortable living in, people starving, living under a dictatorship that is inefficient. I mean, it's one thing to live under a dictatorship where maybe they keep you fed at least. This is a collection of individuals that lead that country that are starving their people. And if there isn't, if that's not bad enough, they can't do anything about it because they're too weak probably to have a revolution.
That's what I'm saying. I said to my wife, those people probably have low blood sugar and can't, you know, get a revolution. They don't have no vitamins or anything. And my wife said, well, they're getting vegetables. I said, I don't even think they're getting, you know, I think they don't even get meats. I don't think they get any even canned goods. And I don't think they get vegetables. So how are they going to have a revolution?
Well, Mr. Bozell, this is Margaret Gray again.
Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me. I'll keep my mouth shut.
It's just that every time. So,
Margaret, say what you want to say.
No, he didn't want me to say anything.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I wanted to get to the point of...
No, go ahead. That's all right.
Are you sure, Margaret?
Yes.
Go on, Steve.
Well, now I want to know what she said.
Just go on, sir.
So, when I said to my wife and when I said to my daughter that the Chinese or the Korean singer, this guy Psy, with this open condom style, was singing this song that I found to be offensive because this man had partaked of a concert.
Can I just help you out here?
Yes, sir.
He was in a concert in 2004 in which he was talking about American soldiers torturing Iraqis. He talked in this concert or performed a song with lyrics about killing Yankees, who he said were torturing Iraqi captives and their families slowly and painfully. He also smashed a U.S. tank on stage. Now, these are all legitimate protests in a free society. There's no question about it. Are they odious to myself and maybe Mr. Bozell? Yes, they are. Nonetheless, that was what those men and women fought and died for.
Well, you know, I take exception you say women.
Of what?
Of a dude.
Excuse me, sir, but I'm not going to let that go.
Hold on, Margaret, I got it.
Am I not allowed to comment?
Go ahead.
I'm not letting that go, Mr. Bozell. What do you mean you didn't mean to say women?
No women soldiers.
What about the female civilians that died in that war?
That's a good point, sir.
Well, but all they did was they just laid there and got, I shouldn't say, but they just laid there and got raped. And
what? No, whoa, come on.
My God, and I was feeling sorry for you. What an ignoramus, dumb point of... I often talk about...
I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say is that...
Sir, there were partisans in the South that were fighting on behalf of their country, and a great many of these partisans, you will find if you study history, were females. And it was no less true in South Korea than it was in any other country fighting for its freedom. So... it's a very ignorant thing for you to say, and especially when you say all they did was lay there and get raped.
I didn't, sir. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, you should watch what you say. I swear, every day I come into the studio and I talk with three men whose brains have been marinating in a freak show, stupid, gelatinous substance. That's what I think of. I can't even describe it. And then I sit down... Mr. Henry goes to the first guest, and I'm confronted by a man whose mind has been soaking in the spring water of imbecility. That's what's been going on.
God, that's beautiful the way you said that. I know you're insulting me, but that's the most beautiful.
Well, that's what's going on with you, sir.
I understand that, ma'am, I accept it because I've never been insulted in such a beautiful way. And
what do you mean you've never been insulted in such a beautiful way?
You said that my mind was soaking in the spring.
In the spring water of imbecility, yes.
That makes my mind tuna.
It makes your brain tuna, yes.
What part's the mind?
Bob is spring water.
Would you people shut up and let me move on with this, okay?
Good God, what crawled up your ass?
Mr. Henry, I have to apologize.
Why don't... It's just all of you people be quiet and let me say something, okay?
I just want to apologize.
No, don't apologize. Margaret, don't say anything. Just everybody shut up. None of this is going anywhere.
I'm not complimenting.
I know what you're doing, okay? And saying that somebody's mind is soaking in the spring water of imbecility is not moving this bit any further down the road. Now, I want to get to what you got into it with your daughter and her class about, Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, Margaret and Bud and Robert...
You went, Bud and Robert. What, are you going to cry?
Yeah, I think you're going to cry.
I'm not crying. I was coughing.
Mr. Henry, I'll let you go if you're going to cry.
I'm not crying.
Well, it looked like... I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I got up in the morning. I shaved. I showered. I put some talc on. I patted down moistures that were... You know, in other words, I don't mean to drag it out. I took a shower is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Then I went downstairs, stopped, and petted our dog. You don't need all this information, do you?
No, sir. Just tell me. You sat down in the kitchen.
Yes, sir. And I sat in the kitchen, and I picked up the newspaper. And...
What is that?
Ain't that Gangnam Style?
Turn that off. Don't touch the board.
Go
ahead.
And I saw where this man, Sai, had made these comments about the United States military. And I was upset. My daughter was there. And I said to her and to my wife, and I said it not knowing the consequences, but I said, thank God for Godzilla. And when my daughter heard that, she said, why? I said, because at least, even if this guy Sai is still walking around, at least I know Godzilla took out a few hundred thousand, is what I figured. And my daughter said, she laughed. In that derisive way, which I knew meant she was going to school and reporting it to Mrs. Dorton, she laughed derisively, and...
What's derisively?
It means dismissively. It means mockingly.
Yes, sir. And she laughed derisively and got up and grabbed her books, kissed her mother and said, Mother, I'm late for school. Did not kiss me. That's when I knew I was in for it. And that's when I tried to apologize to her as she was going out the door, but she'd have none of it.
So you said to your daughter, thank God for Godzilla.
Yes, sir. And
even though Godzilla attacked Japan.
Yes, sir. And that was the part. I'm sorry I said it. But I'm also sorry. I feel embarrassed that I had the wrong country. But I'm just, you know, I'm just sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I gotta say.
Oh?
All right, you guys don't need to make it worse.
Well, I think they should. I think that was racist, absolutely racist.
It was racist against Koreans, but...
Well, no, it was just racist. Just racist, that's all.
Was it stupid?
No, it wasn't stupid. It was just racist.
All right, we'll be right back with more from Mr. Stephen Bozell and see how things went with his school, because now his daughter has gone off to a very liberal middle school, CK Corona, where Erica Dorton is the headmistress, and he's had run-ins with her on some of the things he says at home to his daughter. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I know I blew it.
No, you're doing fine, sir.
I know. Wasn't there a monster that attacked Korea?
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, as we talk with him about his daughter and the school's headmistress at CK Corona, where he had a, I guess, another one of these interventions. I don't know what you call them, Steve, when you are over at the school and you're talking with the parents or talking with the students. What is this?
Well, the school characterizes it as a part of the overall educational platform that they provide for parents and students. And when something is said in the home that the school disapproves of, they will immediately let you know. They flag what you say. They have you come in and talk.
And you don't feel this is intrusive at all?
Phil, you have been down this road with this call. If I may, I have something to say here.
Go ahead.
You've been down this road with this caller on this topic many times, and I think it's been made very clear by Erica Dorton, Jane Gwinnell, and the other teachers there that they'll have none of it.
Mr. Henry, they have said, I told them, I think it's unfair for them to, come into my home and listen to things that I'm saying in my bathroom or wherever wherever I'm saying, and they've said they'll have none of it.
Oh, they'll have none of it. Well,
it's a private. Is it not a private school?
No, ma'am. It's a public school.
Well, it's still a private school in that, if you'll just hear me out.
So it's a public school?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
If you'll hear me out, Phil.
Well, that changes things.
No, it does not change anything. It's a public school, but private in the sense that very exceptional children go there. Is it like a magnet school?
Well, it just so happens that the children that go to that school from the area of Corona that we live in, which borders the 57, I can tell you more about it if you want.
Not really. I don't. I've been out to that part of the county, but it's not my favorite area.
All right. Well, the point I'm trying to make is that the children that come from our area are highly exceptional children, and they have looked into why that would be. It's not that it's a magnet school. It's just that the kids that go to that school have a high IQs. They theorized that at one time there were a lot of farms out here, that certain chemicals were used in the, in the fertilizing of crops that might have seeped into the water supply, and the mothers drank from that water supply, and it created some, a giant brain on the kids. I don't know.
Whoa, hold on for a minute. Now you're into a whole other thing that's really fascinating.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, it's a public school.
It's a public school, but all the kids that go there, you say, are very exceptional?
Yes, sir. They're all very high IQs. It's just, luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw. I mean, if this was cancer, there would be, the Center for Disease Control or the EPA or the NIH,
Well, it wouldn't be the Center for... That's an infectious disease. It would be the... No, well, that's the National Institute. Yes, NIH, National Institute of Health.
Okay, well, whatever. Don't you think the government would look into it?
Well, what's to look into?
If there's a bunch of kids concentrated in a certain area that go to a public school, as you say, and they all happen to be of a very high intellect, high IQ, it's a public school, so it's not a magnet school. There's nothing that is creating any particular draw for any kind of kid. It just so happens that the kids that attend this public school in this area are very high IQ, high aptitude children.
Yes, sir.
Well, what I'm saying is, if the past experience is any... teacher, if these children suffered from a similar condition, only it was a malady of some kind, the government would be looking into it.
The government would look into what?
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
What am I not saying that you guys don't get?
Mr. Henry's saying it. I understand.
What are you saying these children have some form of cancer?
My daughter is very intelligent, Mr. Henry. She doesn't got a doesn't have a grapefruit-sized tumor coming out of the side of her head.
No, I understand that. I'm simply saying that the girl, along with all of her classmates, your daughter... Never mind, okay?
Yeah, can we move on now? I think that you get these ideas in your head, and somehow you see yourself as a best-selling author or something.
No, I know that there's people out there that understand what I'm saying. So...
Yes, sir. So, Ms. Dorton called my home. I have the recording. I had said to her, I'm sorry.
You had said that thank God for Godzilla.
I said it's a good thing. I said, yeah, I said thank God for Godzilla. At least that took care of a couple hundred thousand of them. And I realized later that this man had apologized. But even before he apologized, I apologized for saying about Godzilla because that was Japanese. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, unfortunately, I've run out of time.
Well, I've got the tape recorder all set up.
Okay, all right, tell you what.
I want to hear the tape recording.
It's the same one that he always has.
Of what?
Of her breathing into the phone.
Well, it might be something that... I don't know.
I mean, I've got it ready.
All right, hold on, sir. We'll come back after the break. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Cue it up. Okay, baby.
Phil Henry.